Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books. Now, where am I taking you back to today? Well, back to the reign of King Henry VIII. But on this day in Tudor history, the 4th of September 1539, William, Duke of Cleves, signed the marriage treaty, promising his sister, Anne of Cleves, in marriage to King Henry VIII. The Duke then sent the treaty to England, where it was ratified and concluded by early October, being signed by the King's Commissioners on the 4th of October 1539. In her book, The Marrying of Anne of Cleves, Royal Protocol in Tudor England, historian Rita Warnick gives details of the marriage treaty, including the financial settlement. The Duke of Cleves promised a dowry of 100,000 gold florins for Anne, which was to be split into a wedding day payment of 40,000 and the remainder being paid within a year of the marriage. Warnick notes that in related documents, Henry waived this sum, which her brother could ill afford. The king also promised a dower, a widow's share of her husband's estate, of 20,000 gold florins. A copy of the treaty can be found in letters and papers, and here are the other main provisions. That the Duke would, within 2 months, if he can obtain safe conduct, convey at his own expense the Lady Anne, his sister, honourably to Calais, where the King would receive her by his commissioners and traduct her thence as soon as possible into his realm and there marry her publicly. If safe conduct could not be obtained, then the Duke would send her as soon as possible to some seaport and transport her thence to England with a suitable convoy of ships at his expense. The next provision was that if Henry VIII died and Anne had no surviving children and wanted to return to Cleves, that she would be given a pension of 15,000 florins, payable half yearly for life, and her own dress and jewels, and it shall be at the choice of the king's heirs to pay the pension or redeem it with 150,000 florins. Then, if her brother the Duke died without lawful issue, and his duchy was inherited by Anne's sister Sibylla, wife of the Duke of Saxony, and they then died without lawful issue, that the succession would go to Anne. If the succession went to the Duke of Saxony, he was to pay a sum of 160,000 florins within 4 years to Anne and her other sister, Amelia or Amalia, or their heirs. If either sister died without issue, her share was to go to the surviving sister or her children. Also, if Saxony inherited, then Anne would also inherit three castles in Cleves, Juliers and Burg. Anne's brother was also to keep Henry VIII informed by letter of his proceedings for the transportation of the Lady Anne, so that the king may thereby time his preparations for her reception. The king and the dukes of Saxony and Cleves were to confirm the treaty by letters patent under their hands and seals to be mutually delivered within 6 weeks from the date of the treaty. Now, of course, all these negotiations were for nothing, really. Although the couple married on the 6th of January 1540, Henry VIII claimed that it was never consummated, saying that he could never in her company be provoked and stirred to know her carnally. On the 9th of July 1540, Convocation ruled that the marriage was null and void by reason of a pre-contract between Lady Anne and the Marquess of Lorraine that it was unwillingly entered into and never consummated. Anne agreed to the annulment of the marriage, becoming the king's beloved sister. And on the 28th of July 1540, Henry married wife number 5, Anne's former maid of honour, Catherine Howard. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 4th of September 1588, Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester, died at Cornbury while on his way to Buxton to take the waters for his health. The death of her favourite and the man that's considered to be her true love was a devastating blow to Elizabeth I, and her reaction to the news shows just how much she loved her sweet Robin. You can find out more about his death in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. You'll find that in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.